Okay, and welcome into episode 2 of Guys Drinking Beer. And before we get started tonight, I would just like to thank everyone who listened to episode 1 and gave us feedback. We welcome all feedback and comments, even if it's negative or positive. We like it either way. There's been so much reaction to episode 1. Just want to send a little thank you out there to everybody who listened to the first episode. Real excited to get going on episode 2. So joining me in the hot seat tonight, I'm so excited about this, is Pat Swayze. Ladies and gentlemen.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Welcome in, Pat Swayze. That's awesome. That's awesome. First thing we'll do, we'll go around the room and talk about what we're drinking.
Oh.
Right now, I'm drinking a Yuengling Light out of a can, which I wasn't planning on drinking. I got some Budweiser out there, but we're going to do the Yuengling Light for a little while.
That's right.
Well, we should go over the rules again. Oh, that's a beautiful American noise.
That's right. Little Yuengling Light happening.
Yuengling Light. Pat Swayze. I feel like Christopher Walken.
Pat Swayze.
All right, let's go over the rules real quick again. I'm Nate Dogg. It's Pat Swayze in the hot seat. And the guy in the hot seat always chooses the musical break. We'll be doing that about halfway through. All burping and farting must be done on the microphone for grading purposes. I think as far as rules go, we're good for that.
I think so.
Yeah, you know? I think we've met the minimum drinking requirement.
Oh, God. Minimum drinking requirement for Six Pack Studios is obviously a six pack. It's been several hours. I don't even want to talk about how much we've drank. We'll just roll with it from here on out.
We qualify.
I know we have. We definitely qualify. Mm. So topic of discussion today is we're going to talk about immaturity. And we have to give a little background on this because it's not good. It's not good to do a show and talk about inside jokes.
Right.
Your inside jokes are inappropriate. Absolutely. Because your audience doesn't know what the hell you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you the background on the immaturity thing. We were at a bar tonight watching the Ohio Bobcats take on Tennessee in the NCAA tournament. And we were at a bar, and we were thinking about ordering food. And I was with Pat Swayze and his wife, and me and my wife were there. And my wife ordered the fish tacos. she wanted fish tacos. And, of course, old Pat over here just starts dying laughing about fish tacos. And stupid me, I said, what's so funny about that? Even though I knew why he was laughing. I knew why. I still asked why I laugh about the fish tacos. And he didn't have to explain it. I understood the point of laughing. And not only did he laugh, but my wife and his wife and anyone within earshot laughed about ordering fish tacos. So it got us to thinking, when does that stop?
Right. And I think the biggest thing that's with me is sometimes things that get chalked up as immaturity are just funny. I genuinely believe that when a woman orders a fish taco, that's funny. And I don't think I should be looked upon as immature because I thought that was funny.
Right.
That's funny.
It is funny.
Seriously.
The night got worse when my wife kept saying things like, I could share these fish tacos with like 3 people.
And the sauce on this fish taco is wonderful.
The sauce on the fish taco. So, well, what we want to know tonight is when does that end? And I think one of the things that no matter how old you get, that just never loses its comedic value is farts. Farts are always funny.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, you could take the most serious situation in life. Like, I'm pretty sure if the Pope was like blessing something and he farted and audio caught that, like there was, you know, somebody had a microphone, that would be funny. It would be funny.
I think.
And in fact, I'm pretty sure Catholics believe that if you would go to hell if you didn't laugh at the Pope's fart.
I think you just lost a lot of Catholic people right there. There's an unsubscribe button on here, and some people just unsubscribed. I genuinely do believe that farts are funny, no matter who's doing them, whether it's a small child. I do believe that the funniest people that fart are when elderly people fart.
Old people fart?
Yeah, old people. It just cracks me up, man.
Why? Nice. Sorry. Good work.
My bad. So, like, one time I was helping my grandfather. He was fixing a light, a balance light. And, you know, it's one of those that you have to put the light in and scoot it over. And he stood up, and he stood on his tippy toes and went, and he, like, jumped like it startled him or something. And as a kid, I thought that was the coolest thing ever. And I started laughing, and I got in trouble. But I genuinely believe that farts are funny.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, no matter who squeezes one off, I think it's a good time.
I had this 8th grade teacher, and he taught Ohio history and maybe some other kind of social studies or some shit. I don't know. He used to sway side to side, and like he always real weird habits. Like he would shake the chalk when he stood and talked and whatever. And he would write vocabulary words on the board. And I remember one time I was in his class, and he always had the saying he would do. He would say, "Leave people alone." Like if he had his back to the class and you were goofing off, he would turn around and without naming names or saying anything, he would go, "Leave people alone." And you knew that was your cue to like stop goofing off. You know what I mean? So one time he was writing vocabulary words on the board, and he bent down too far and he farted. And it made a noise. And the whole class, I mean, it was the 8th grade, so like everybody
laughed. Right.
And he turned around and without like looking at anyone, he goes, "Leave people alone." It was him that farted.
Here's a great one. I take this girl on a date, drop dead gorgeous girl, you know, girl going out with Pat Swayze. She was feeling pretty special.
Right.
So we get to her house and I drop her off and do the little kissy kiss and all this kind of stuff. But the whole night, I had to fart so bad. And you know how, like, first few dates, you hold it in.
Yeah.
Once you get married, man, you'll tear one off and be like, "Hey, you grade that one, honey." You know? But early in the relationship, like, you try to hold it in and everything. Whole night through, I've been holding this shit in the whole night long. She gets out of the car, I give her a kiss. She gets up to the front porch, and I just freaking rip it off. And I'm sitting in the car, and like there's part of you, and this might be a little sick, but there's part of you that's like appreciates the level of stink that you create. And I'm sitting in the car like, damn right, you know what I mean? And I'm sitting there thinking, God, man, I feel so much better.
Yeah.
She gets up to her front step, and I swear to God, she stops, and she turns around and she starts coming back towards the car. And I'm like, oh shit. And I look in the floorboard of the passenger seat, and her purse is sitting in the floorboard of the passenger seat. And I'm like, oh shit. And I'm trying to think, like, you can't wave it, you can't move it, there's nothing you can, attaboy.
Yeah.
And you can't move it or anything. She's opening up the door, and I swear to God, I saw it hit her in the face. I swear. She opens up the door.
It was like a punch.
I was driving an 88 Mercury Cougar when it wasn't cool to drive an 88 Mercury Cougar. And she opens the door, and that shit hits her in the face. And she was like, ugh. So of course, she didn't say anything. She grabbed
really? No, she never no said, words
she
or nothing?
She didn't say anything. It might have knocked the wind out of her. It could have. And then believe it or not, her and I dated for years, and that was never brought up again.
Really?
But I know we both knew.
See, yeah, that's the thing. Girls know. Mm-hmm. Girls fart, and
absolutely they fart.
Yeah, and
I think
we're off on this tangent about farting,
right.
But that's because we're talking about immaturity and humor.
That's right.
And at the center of that is farts.
That's right.
It really is.
That and pickle spears.
And midgets and anything else that's like it's not socially acceptable to laugh
to
at.
To laugh about.
You know what I'm saying?
And you may have to take this out. In the end of the Standing Outside the Fire video that Garth Brooks did.
Dude, I'm glad you brought that up because that's a great video.
It is a great video, but like as a middle schooler, because I was a middle schooler when that actual Standing Outside the Fire came out, anybody that was close to their 30s right now is laughing secretly, even though you won't laugh in public. You know the end of that video. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure there's some avenue you can check online to check it out. Like, I can remember being a kid and just, like, laughing but feeling like shit that I laughed about it. And that's just immaturity, but I still think at the ripe old age of what I am today, I'd still laugh. I mean, there's certain things that I think a lot of the immaturity thing that I have a problem with is things that kind of catch you by surprise.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think that's immaturity. I think that's normal. And let me give you an example. Breastfeeding.
It's already funny.
I mean, seriously. It's already
funny.
I mean, you know, my father taught me at a very early age that if there was a breast out, I was to be looking at it.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Yeah. But like when it's breastfeeding, all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's just childbearing. And she is delivering the milk to the baby, you know? And it's like, but if there's a boob out, I want to look at it.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of the whole Ron White thing, you know?
Yeah. I'm looking at boobs no matter what.
And
I mean,
it's like,
honestly, just Wednesday I had some chick who should not ever get her boobs out in public ever show me her boobs on Wednesday.
That's hot. Yeah,
it's St. Patrick's Day, exactly. And I didn't have any problem with it.
Well, it's just like it's against nature. I swear, it's just against nature. If there's one out, I don't care if there's a baby attached or not.
That's right.
Trying to catch a glimpse.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
or a freaking mechanistic, or however you'd say that, pumping mechanism or something like that. It's like, yeah, take a look.
That was good work. Good work. But breast pumping is something that will... That's like a whole show of its own. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I was not ready for that. Good. That's good work. You're sitting on one of my kitchen chairs, by the way. It's not... The acoustics on that kitchen chair are not the best for farts. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know.
I'm with you.
You would have been better to pull the mic out of that stand and put it in your ass. All right. All right, let's go to music break.
You want to go to music break?
Yeah. See how the time flies?
It's just...
When you're in the six-pack studio, time flies away.
It is quite the exciting experience.
So the rule in six-pack studios is whoever's in the hot seat gets to pick the music break. Here's what we're going to do, though, this week, and from all the weeks right here on out. We're going to take the time period during the song, and we're going to drink as many beers as we can during the song.
Y'all ready for this?
Tonight's show, by the way, brought to you by Yuengling Light and Budweiser. Not officially, but that's what we're that's the way we're rocking it tonight. So you have a song ready?
I think I want to do Kings of Leon.
Okay. I'll let you introduce it and then we'll go to break.
Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire.
Okay.
Does that sound good to you?
That sounds great.
I think we need to rock it out like our stuff's out.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
We will be right back. It's Guys Drinking Beer.
Watching. My name's Tracy Morgan. I'm a black dude. You're listening to a bunch of white guys. It's guys drinking beer. Mama say, mama sa, mamaku sa. I'm personal friends with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
And welcome back to Guys Drinking Beer, Episode 2. It's Nate Dogg along with Pat Swayze.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know if that was my cue to say something
witty.
That
was your cue.
Was that my cue to say something witty? Yeah. Your sex is on fire.
I had a good choice on the musical break with some Kings of Leon.
I like it.
We're talking about immaturity tonight, and the ironic thing about this is that immaturity probably is the reason behind this entire show.
Let's drink beer and record it.
Yeah. I mean, it's guys drinking beer, talking about shit. I don't think it gets any more immature than that.
It's Beavis and Butthead at 30.
Or 32, or whatever.
Whatever range of age you might find yourself at this point in time.
So what started this conversation was earlier in the night. We had gone out to eat, and my wife had ordered some fish tacos. And, of course, that just kind of seemed funny. It did kind of seem funny, didn't it?
It is funny.
It was funny.
When a woman looks another woman in the eyes and orders a fish taco, that shit's funny.
Not only that, but then when she's done eating it, she says, that was delicious.
Yeah, and the sauce on those fish tacos was awesome. And then when the other woman at the table asked, God, I could really go for another pickle spear.
That's right. See, I forgot about the pickle spear.
I mean, that paired with the fish taco situation.
That's right.
The whole, I could really go for another pickle spear.
Yeah.
When you got two women at a table sharing fish taco and pickle spears, I mean, that's something that'll save some, that'll make some money on the internet.
Yeah. You know, we're regular guys. We're just regular Joes. That's kind of the point of the show. We're just regular dudes drinking beer.
Right. Absolutely.
So we were out earlier, and, you know, my wife ordered fish tacos. Your wife wanted another pickle spear.
That's right.
And, I know secretly we were all thinking, like, somehow we could combine that, like to our advantage.
That's right.
But, honestly, there's really no way. There's really no combination of circumstances that would you know.
Hence the topic,
you know, whatever.
Immaturity, and I that's my problem with things from time to time is when a woman orders a fish taco, I think I should not feel guilty for laughing because
no.
There's just a certain level of understoodness that should bring
about. I think
you
just made a word.
Understoodness?
Yeah.
I think
I used to work at Walmart. I worked at Walmart one year when I was in high school, and they said one of the rules was you couldn't laugh when people brought their items. I worked in lawn and garden.
Okay.
So most of the day we were unbusy. And then like at night, people would bring all their shit back to Lawn and Garden to check out. Or if lines were busy, they'd bring all their stuff back to the back. It's like an open register.
Right.
And we were taught that, like, you were not...
You suave bastard, you. No. I can open a register.
That's right. My green smock was the shit.
I could open a register.
The way we were trained, they said, like, you cannot make comments about anything that anyone puts up on the... on the register. You know, you just have to ring it up and just ignore it and go on, right?
Right.
But what do you do when someone puts up, like, KY jelly in a Barbie doll? Like, you're going to laugh. You know what I'm saying? You're going to laugh.
Have you seen the advertisement for KY jelly?
No.
The recent one?
No.
Yeah, it's a billboard. It says KY jelly. Yeah, we can't think of anything else it's useful for.
Really?
I saw that on the internet.
So you see what I'm saying?
Academic searches online the other day.
So it's so tough to, like... You know, I was a senior in high school. Like, I'm not going to laugh when, like, shit goes on. So this chick comes back one time. It was, like, 15 minutes before closing. All the registers up front evidently must have been closed or backed up because she comes with a whole cart full of groceries to the lawn and garden section. We were all high school dudes. Like, from, you know, second shift, it was all high school dudes, right? So... she's unloading this cart, and I'm trying not to laugh at her.
Right.
She's like 400 pounds.
Oh wow!
And I'm trying not to. I'm trying not to laugh.
Right.
But the guy I worked with, I won't even call him my buddy. I was gonna say my buddy, but I wasn't necessarily friends. He's in the background as she unloads this economy size bag of maxi pads. So how do you keep from laughing when he's in the back? He's in the background staring you in the eye,
right,
making a joke about this chick who just unloaded like a 65-pound bag.
That's a whole lot of prepared.
You know
that's a whole lot of prepared.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So how do you get by that? What the hell was that?
I don't know.
What?
I burped kind of, and I didn't release it for grading.
Well, I can tell you this.
What's that?
I was not prepared for this episode of Guys Drinking Beer because I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little too drunk.
Did you say too drunk?
Yeah, I think I am.
It's like saying, I think I have a little bit of too much money in my pocket. I think a little bit too much ass in my life. I think I've been a little too lucky today.
All right, we're ending on that.
I think it's going to rain out here.
Oh, my God.
Humidity's getting high.
That's ridiculous.
We're looking for a front coming through. Because Pat Swayze is coming through. Because I...
Do it again. Keep going. Take us out.
The time of my life. Because I never felt this way before. Here comes the rain.
You don't even know the words.
You have moisture. I can sing the whole freaking song. Not because I want to, but because I've had to watch it multiple times when my wife wouldn't turn the fucking channel when that stupid movie comes on. And then you get hooked into it. And then the next thing you know, you're like, nobody puts baby in a corner. And then you're like rooting him on like, dance it, Patrick, dance it. Dance it, you can do it, boy. You can do it because you're not a second-class person because all these rich people's here. Get that girl up and dance with her. She deserves to dance like everybody else, you know.
All right, we're wrapping things up here. Episode 2, Guys Drinking Beer. It's Nate Dogg along with Pat Swayze. Pat, thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
I don't know what more I could say except tonight's show brought to you by Yuengling Light and Budweiser, and we will see you next time on Guys Drinking Beer, Episode 3, coming up next. I'm being up, but I ain't down. I've been lost, but now I'm found.